is that executive order in and of itself sustainable?
Well, that's a great question, because sustainability, of course, is a big challenge. It's interesting that the word sustainability isn't used in the title. It has a more complicated title, but sustainability as a theme runs throughout the order. And the whole argument in this order is that not only government, but society has to move in the direction of sustainability, which means linking environmental, energy, and economic, as well as social goals. And the federal government should set an example. So can it do it? I think it's moving in the right direction.
How are some agencies then approaching the requirement and getting these early implementation strategies off the ground?
Well, they actually are told, at least in process terms, how to get this off the ground. The order, which came out in October of 2009, directed agencies to have sustainability strategies in place, and to the Office of Management and Budget and Council on Environmental Quality by June of the following year. So they had about 9 months to get their strategies in order. And the order itself is very specific and prescriptive, with lots of percentage reduction goals. So it sort of put them on the track.
But how do you measure success for something like this? I mean, you might feel like you're reducing your carbon footprint or getting rid of those light bulbs that seem to be burning so much energy, but how do you measure that kind of success?
Well, the order is very big on quantitative measures. So it, for example, for some of the water efficiency measures and energy efficiency and some of the other measures, it says, look at your emissions or look at your performance in 2007, and then over the 10-year period of the order, which ends in 2020, give us reductions in the range of about 20 to 30%. So each year, agencies do calculations. Now, establishing the baselines and doing the calculations is difficult, because some of these agencies have lots and lots of installations, very diverse operations, and so on. So just keeping score, as you point out, is difficult, but I think they're moving in the right direction, although we have to accept that there's going to be some uncertainty in the first couple of years.
Are there any particular speed bumps that they've run across that you were able to discern in this report?
Yeah, I think a number of speed bumps. A big issue in this is, I mean, we have some dedicated people working on this problem. We have a pretty substantial implementation framework with deadlines and accountability. But sustainability means investing money. The idea is that you invest money now, say in energy efficiency or water efficiency or reducing waste, and it will pay off in the future, which in many cases is absolutely on target. The problem in the federal government and many government agencies is that we're very linked into annual budgeting cycles. So we need good ways to make bigger investments now that will pay off in the future. So we have some things in place for doing that, particularly in the energy area. But I think one of my big recommendations is that we develop better financing mechanisms for investing in sustainability.
We are talking with Daniel Fiorino. He is the author of the IBM Center Report, Implementing Sustainability in Federal Agencies. And I'm glad you mentioned that. How are you able to reconcile the idea that everybody's having to tighten their budget belts right now with the idea that they need to be investing more in this process?
That is a big challenge. And again, I think it's a matter of the time frame for thinking about budgets and thinking about investing. If agencies improve their energy efficiency or use less water or design buildings where you get people that are working more effectively or have easier commutes and so on, then over time, that's going to pay an economic benefit. It also pays a benefit to society. If you have fewer greenhouse gases, that has benefits in terms of climate change. It also reduces other kinds of fossil fuels. So in the long term, there'll be payoff. In the short term, yes, it's a bigger demand on the budget. And I think, and there's been talk of this, you know, some kind of revolving loan fund, some way of setting aside some resources, knowing that over the 10-year period, we're going to save a fair amount of money, even at just the basic operational level, but we're going to need to put a little more up front now. So I think some creative financing will do that. But that is a challenge. Whenever money is short, then you sort of look for the easy cuts and the things that you don't need to do right now.
Besides money, what other recommendations do you have for folks to make this happen?
Yeah, I have a couple of other recommendations. Let me just mention a few of them. One is that there's a big emphasis in the order on transparency, that we be able to see what agencies are doing and evaluate them. And there's a lot of information available, but one of my recommendations is that the government needs to move toward a more complete and more accessible system of sustainability reporting. And a lot of private firms are a good 10 to 15 years ahead of agencies in this area. So I think there's a lot we can learn from that. So that was one area where I thought there would be some advantage. Another is being more open to learning and sharing best practices with the private sector, with state and local governments and others. These are complicated tasks, and a lot of big organizations are going through them. So I think there are great opportunities for some sharing among different kinds of organizations. So those are two of some of the recommendations that I make in the report.
You know, it also seems like with that transparency recommendation, the money would eventually follow along with the best practices. They're all dovetailed.
They very well could. And to the extent that you can demonstrate that, you know, investing in smart metering or even longer term investing in a greater reliance on renewable energy, which certainly pays off in benefits for society, if you can show that you're going to get those kind of benefits, then I think it strengthens the case for making the investments now. And that really is a priority in this order.